I'd like to be mashlim the chelik of Tosfos, which we skipped over yesterday, as daf mem aleph on the dalef, a chelik of Tosfos on the next Tosfos, and then go to the next sugya, daf mem aleph on the beis. We had had in Tosfos the memra of Ule, that Ule said the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If a person has in front of him shtei peirish shebichoseim shavayis, let's say both of them are boire pri ha'eit, he has a zayis and a tapuach. The tapuach is choviv and the zayis is mimin shivit. And the shaila is, he makes a broche on one mean, and that broche patters the second mean. So the seder is zikha, the broche should be made on the mean choshu, and there'll be niftar, the mean she'enei choshu. And that is the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds the mean choshu v'shiva saminim, the Chachamim holds, choviv makes it choshu. But Ula said further, according to Tosfos, but if you have ein birchoisei and shavit, you have two minim, you have atznoin v'zayit. So then, according to Tosfos, everyone holds that you make the broche on the chovid, which is the tznoin, and then you make the boire prihoi. That's how Tosfos learned pshat in the memra of Ula. And Tosfos had asked Takashe, L'chayre, there's another halacha, that one has to make the broche ha-mevureres before the broche she'ena mevureres. So L'chayre, Boire Pri Ha'eit is more mevurer than Boire Pri Ha'adome. So why does the Gemara say over here that if he has a tznayin and a zayis, he makes a Boire Pri Ha'adome first, and then the Boire Pri Ha'eit? So Tosfos had answered this kasha, that Boire Pri Ha'eit and Boire Pri Ha'adome are both called mevura. There's no din kdime of a Boire Pri Ha'eit over a Boire Pri Ha'adome. Now let us go to the end of the Tosfos, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, Dibra Matzkel Avo. This is around 7 lines from the bottom of that Tosfos, the first Tosfos of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Umashe kosav bahalachis gedoilis. In the halachis, the Bahag says, the boire pri ha'eit tagdim le boire pri ha'adome. The Baal halachis gedoilis disagrees with this. This ha'ore that Tosfos had said, that the seder is one has to be magdim, the brocha mevureres, and Baal halachis gedoilis, but Tosfos says that boire pri ha'eit is not called more mevure than boire pri ha'adome. The Bahag disagrees with this. The Bahag says the Boire Pri Ha'eit tagdim the Boire Pri Ha'adome, the Mevoreres tvei. So l'chayre is enough in the stira from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that you make first the Boire Pri, according to Ula, you make first the Boire Pri Ha'adome and then the Boire Pri Ha'eit. So Tosfos says the whole Bahag is hainu l'fiya maskone de l'kamo, according to Ula. That says that if you have a tznoim that's chovit and a zayis, you mag them first the boire pri ha'adome and then the boire pri ha'eit. So that is zichanat like the bahag. The whole bahag is according to maskona de lekamon that we hold the pligi v'she'ein b'chayseyem shovit. There is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim afilu b'ein b'chayseyem shovit. If one is first is magdim the birchas achoviv according to the chachamim, or one is magdim the birchas hashivas aminim according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kaim along to Rabbi Yehuda. So lahalacha we paskin if you have a tznoin and a zayis, you make first a boire pri ha'eit, and then you make a boire pri adam. So we don't have a gemara fakert than the bahad. So according to the maskone, the bahag paskin according to the maskone. Avolahailishne, but according to Ule, the amrinin the loipli gibishayim bechayseim shavis, loimetukim psak the aloches kedoilus kedeperash nolel. But according to the first loshin, so Tosfos loim shatn the first loshin, that one has to first make the boire pri adoma on the tznoin and then the boire pri et on the zayis, that is clo not like the bahag. Now, the next Taisvis is a very difficult Taisvis to figure out, but the Goyim makes a Girse in the Taisvis, and I'll tell you over the way the Divrei Nechemya in the back of the Gemara says Pshat and the Taisvis together with the Hagro. Lochein, let's first start at the middle of the Taisvis, or towards the end of the Taisvis. It's three lines from the bottom of that Taisvis. Lochein Tzorich Leforech. That's the Girse Sagro. That it comes out, according to the way we were learning till now, the Bahag does not stim with the first Lashon Avula. And Taisvis didn't like that. Taisvis says the Bahag is only according to the Maskona. Lochein Tzorich Leforech. The Gemara before, that we're saying, Ein b'chayseim shavis, you make a brach on the chavis, kimoi tapuchim ukloyim. Now, Taisus wants to say the Gemara before, Ein b'chayseim shavis, is not speaking about a tznoin v'zayit. Ein b'chayseim shavis is speaking about tapuchim ukloyim. So what do we gain from this? We gain a gevalt. Kloyis is min shive, and you make a boire priyadon. Tapuchim is chavis. And so the Gemara before was speaking about as follows. A person has tapuchim and ploy. So if you'd be magdim the min shiva, you'd make a bayre priyadome. If you're magdim the chavis, you make a bayre priyay. So that is what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, by ein bilchayseyem shavis, and we are speaking about, not the way Rashi says the case is speaking about tznoim v'zayim, no, we are speaking about tapuchim and kloyis. So the Gemara says, you are magdim the chavis. You are magdim the bayre priyo eit to the kloyis, which is a bayre priyo adom. So there's no stira to the bahat. Kerz shtimt mit the bahat. No, the Gemara is just saying that there's no maila of min shiva. If there would be a maila of min shiva, so that the Divrei Nechemya says, then that min shiva would be doiche the maila of brachim uvureret. But since there's no maila of min shiva, there's a maila of chaviv, so then one makes first tapuchim before the kloyik. So it will come out lefi ha'emes. If a person has, let's say, where there's no min shiva, and there's no chaviv, there's only, let's say, tapuchim utznoin, then we paskin according to the bahag, that one has to make the broche hamuvugeres first, and that is the bayre priyo eight before the bayre priyo adom. Now let us go to the next sugya. Itma. Mem alef amid beit. Heviyu lifneyem teinim va'anovim b'soy chasude. A person was in the middle of eating, and they brought in teinim va'anovim. Omar Rav Huna, tu'unim broche lifneihem, ve'ein tu'unim broche la'achareihem. So now he has to make a broche rishoinam of the ta'inim v'anovim. He has to make a boire priyoei. But a broche achreine does not have to make, and the birchas hamozein will patter it. Let us see Rashi. Heviyu lifneihem ta'inim v'anovim b'soy chasude. V'loy le'lafei se'sapat. So Rashi says that the halacha would be different if the purpose of these teinim v'anovim were to eat together, to appetize the pas. He doesn't want to eat a dry piece of bread, so he's eating some bread with fruit. Then the halacha would be dimkein havelu tfeila. So then it's a tofel to the pas. So there's a klal that ikka poiter es a tofel. But no, these teinim v'anovim were not brought b'soy chasude l'lafei sesapas. But it would be l'lafei sesapas bein chaylik b'dova. Shein ton broche, then it would not need a broche loy lefon of loy la'acha. It's a tofel. Hello, that is not the case over here. L'fa'omim shebo l'masek es piv b'soy chasude b'peire. That means a haltoch in mitten essen. But he wants to take a vacation a little bit from the macholim, from the previous macholim. And between the next Macholim, so in between, he wants the Peres Lemasik as Piv Besoich Hasude. It could be the Misuk Piv is also a Tzoirech Sude, because that'll give him that'll help give him perhaps to encourage his appetite, or the Piv will feel better that he can eat more. So could be it is also considered a Tzoirech Sude. Could be that is true according to Rashi. The Rashba says close that the Tainim Vanovim were brought for the express purpose L'sayeyach tzas taivis hamachol k'dei sheyisavo lechol yoisev. These Tainim Vanovim were brought to enhance his appetite. But the Rashba also says mikomokim ein boim legamri l'sayeyach tzas bachile ela sha'af behen miskavim lehanoas atzma. So the Rashba says the tainim va'anovim, it wasn't mamish lishmo, only lishem to be mamshir the suda. He likes this also, the zeichet gishmak. There's another purpose, this will build up the appetite to continue eating. But if that is not the sole purpose of the havoas tainim va'anovim. So we have here a case that a person brought fruit in the middle of the Suda. This is not exactly part of the Suda. Perhaps it will help him continue the Suda, according to the Rashba. Maybe Lamasik Espiv is also a Svorit to help him continue eating, or maybe not. Is Mevorech Lifnei. So he has to make a Brocha Rishoyne. The Lav Tfeilonino. We said these Peiris were not brought L'Lafei Sesapas. It is not a Tofu. So therefore, he has to make a brocha rishayne. The moitzi does not pater the ta'inim. V'loi la'achayim. The bilchas ha'mozoin peitrosa. So the Rashba explains that since there was a reason of bringing these peiris to enhance the appetite of the suda, so if a zoivait is called a tzoirech suda, that bilchas ha'mozoin will pater. If Rashi means this also, so we'll say the same svar. If Rashi doesn't mean this, so Akochoch, Rav Huna holds that Bilchas Hamozin patters everything that came b'soy chasude. Even though it wasn't the tzayre chasude, but if it became part of the sude, so the Bilchas Hamozin patters. The Tzlach wants to say, ve'etzim this halacha applies to all fruit. Why did he chapa on teinim vanovim? So he says he wants to tell us a chiddush according to Rav Huna that even though teinim va'anovim are mechuyev min ha'toyre v'brocha achas me'yein sholish, this is not a brocha de rabbonim, they're mechuyev v'brocha achas me'yein sholish, afal pikein the birchas hamozin kim pater this chiyev brocha, because it's alom this birchas hamozin paters kol ma shebesoy chasudah. V'chein Omar Rav Nachman, so the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman also holds like Rav Huna. Tu'unim b'roche lifneim, v'ein tu'unim b'roche l'achreim. V'Rav Sheishis Omar, tu'unim b'roche bein lifneim, bein l'achreim. Rashi, bein lifneim, bein l'achreim, de loy potar elo midi design. The bilches ha'mozoin only patters things which were eaten in the meal, l'shem hazonet, to be eat, for sviya, for ravoin. This machel was l'masik espiv, that is not kepatet from the birchas hamozin. That means even though factually it wasn't the suda, but since it's not a midi design, so it has its own set of broches, a besundere broche rishoyne, a besundere broche achoyne. Bahani loy zayn. And then Rav Sheishis says a vote. Rav Sheishis says that you, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, you said a psachidish that it needs a brocha rishoyne and does not need a brocha achoyne. So he says there's no such thing. The ein ton brocha la'acha, she'ein locha dovo. That means this halacha that you're saying that it needs a brocha rishoyne and it does not need a brocha achoyne. Ein lecha dovo she tom brocha lefono vein tom brocha la'achov, el lo pas
Habo Bekisnin Bilvat. Now this is how Rashi learns this Gemara is a little difficult. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. First let's find out what the case is, or what the Loch is he is saying, and then we have to find out the connection, what this says to our Gemara. What is the exact translation of Pas Habo Bekisnin according to Rashi? So Rashi says as follows, La'acher achile u'birchas hamot. We are speaking about after eating, after the suda, after benching, ha'yurigilim lahavi kisnin. They used to bring kisnin. Now what are these kisnin? V'hen kloyes, these are roasted kernels of wheat. Why, after suda, why do you need this? L'fisha yofen l'olay. This is healthy, it's good for the heart. K'damrinim ba'alme, hani kisni demala l'libe. But it seemed that after Asuda, it wasn't too appetizing, these kisnin. So they had to bring something along with it. Umevien imohen, with these kisnin, I think other Rishonim say that this pas came after the achilas hakisnin. They first had the kloyis. And then, umevien imohen pas, they brought a bread. But this bread was shenilusha im tablin. The lisha was with spices, ka'ein uvliash, shalonu. That means this was a type of a cakey bread. V'yesha oisin oisai kemin tzipoirim v'ilonis. So it was, there were types of cookies, let's say, that had different forms. V'oichli mehen dovo mu'it. Too much of this pas was not eaten. Umitoich shen noisnim bo tavlin harbe. Now there's a lot of tavlin in this, a lot of sugar and honey and oil. Ve'goizim ushkeidim. Umacholo muit. And you didn't eat too much, like Rashi said before. Loitinu brocha me'ein gimel. One did not have to make a boirein, an alamichya. Midi dahave apas oires v'doichin. We have the same aloha by Pas Eiris V'doichen, the Mrinim Bepirkin, Betrila Boire, Mina Mezoinis, Ulbesoif V'loi Klub. So we have to try to understand, first of all, what is the Lomdus over here. Rashi tells us, Rashi is very elaborate, it tells us what they looked like, they were like birds and trees, and Rashi tells us the ingredients, a lot of tavlin, v'goizim, ishkeidim, and then Rashi tells us the aloha, you don't make a alamichya. You don't make an alamichya. And that Rashi doesn't seem to tell us the reason why don't you make an alamichya. But Rashi does tell us the reason. Umachol amuet. You don't eat too much of it. So what's that you don't eat too much? You ate a kezayis. You didn't eat a kezayis. How much did you eat? So the goyin says pshat in Simen Reishches. The goyin says pshat as follows. We are bekant. There's always a psashayla if a person eats mezoinis and there's not a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras of kemach, he did not eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas. Let us explain what we are speaking about. Achilas pras is a machlekes harishayim, either the amount of 3 bayim or 4 bayim. A kezayis is a half of a bayim. So that means if a person wants to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, let us say the smaller share, let's say achilas pras is 3 bayim, so a sixth of the taruvis has to be kemach. That means, so if a person made a cake, and the cake is 3 bayim, and in this mixture, a sixth of this mixture is kemach, and a person ate the 3 bayim, so that means he ate it without a hefsik, so in this man that he ate the 3 bayim, he ate a kezayis of kemach, he zicha has to make an alamichya. That is no shayla. But Rashi, so this is how Rashi is telling us the picture. The picture is, first of all, there's a lot of agoizim, ushkeidim, tavlim harbeiv, agoizim, ushkeidim, that's number one. There's not too much flour. There's many other ingredients in this uvliish. It's a type of a cake which is many other ingredients besides the kzayis kema. Umacholamu, he doesn't eat, he's gonna eat 3 bayim, noch hasude, noch kloyis, he's gonna eat 3 bayim of of this pot, he zicha won't eat such a thing. So he's eating less than a kezayis of kemah. So memele, the halach is he will not make an alamichya. He will make a bayre nefoshes. He'll make a bayre nefoshes, he won't make an alamichya. Now, that is the halacha that Rav Sheshes said. That we only find in one case that he makes a brocha lefono, he makes a boich amina mezoinis, and he does not make a brocha la'achra, that means he does not make an alamichya, that's by this pasabo bekismet. That is the halacha that Rav Sheshes is telling us. But the problem is, what's the connection, mayin shemita leitza hasina, what is the connection over here? I mean, they'd push it. He did not eat a kezayis of kemas, and if he doesn't make a brocha achreina, what's the problem? So the Goyin explains as follows. Why does he make a boire mina mezoinis? Rive of the ingredients. That means 5/6 of the ingredients is not kemas, is shkeizim and agoizim and tablet. So why do you make a boire mina mezoinis? So you have to say, kol sheyesh b'mechameshes haminim, that's called the yikah. That's called the yikah. And it seems that everything else is nigra abosa the ikah. So l'chayre, if the kemach is considered the ikah, so then there would be a svore to say, l'gabi abroch achreine, the tavlin should become mitzurev to the kemach, and you ate a kizayish, you should make abroch achreine. You should make abroch achreine. So that, Rav Sheshet said that no, it's only considered an ikah l'gabi abroch achreine. Legabi abrocha achreine, it is not considered an iker, the kemach is not considered an iker legabi the brocha achreine, it's considered a tofel to the other ingredients, and therefore you will not make an alamichya, you will make a boire nefoshes. That means if it would be considered an iker, so then the tavlon would become mitzurif to the kemach and you'd be able to make an alamichya. But since l'gabi abrocha chayne is not considered an ikah, it's considered a tofel, so therefore one makes a boire mina mezoinis, because in the brocha rishayne it is an ikah, it is not a tofel, and the brocha chayne it is a tofel. So that is the dimyan, this is the Shleima Mishnasi wants to say pshat and Rashi, that is the dimyan of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said as follows, if you stick something in which is not a tofel to the sudah, a person is in the middle of eating, and all of a sudden you bring him tainim v'anovim, which is not a tofel to the sudah. So he says, if it's not a tofel to the sudah, it doesn't fit into the sudah, so it's forget about the sudah. You need a brocha rishayne and a brocha achreine. It is not a tofel, bein linyim brocha rishayne, bein linyim brocha achreine. There's only one thing that does not have a din tofel l'gabi brocha rishayne and has a din tofel l'gabi brocha achreine, that is this case of pasabor b'kitten. But in your case, Batsam, that was the svor of Ravuna Rav Nachman. Ravuna Rav Nachman said, l'gabi brocha rishayne it is not a tofel, l'gabi brocha achreine it is a tofel. He says there's no such thing. You have to be consistent. If it's not a tofel l'gabi the brocha rishayne, it's not a tofel l'gabi brocha achreine. In only one case we find such a phenomena, and that is pasabo bekisnim, that one does not make an alamichya, one makes a beir nefosh. That is the svore of Rav Sheshes. Now we have the vial 2 days. Ravuna Rav Nachman says, you make a brocha rishon in the bichas amosim peiteres. Rav Sheshes says that you have to make a brocha achreina also. Upligid de rabchir. But these 3 amoiroim are choylikan rabchir. The Omar Rav Chiya pas poiteres kol mine machol v'yayin poiter kol mine mashke. That if a person made a moitzi, whatever he eats after this moitzi, should it be part of the sudah, not part of the sudah, the pas patos kol mine machol and yayin poiter kol mine mashke. If a person makes a boire priya gofen, And he drinks wine, and after he wants to have soda, coffee, whatever it is, he does not make a brocha rishayna on this, the yayim pata. So there's no necessity of a brocha rishayna, there's no necessity of a brocha achreina. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoine. The Rabbeinu Yoine is ma'oire, The Rebbeinu Yoinah says, Va'af al pi shoa moiroim einam chilkim ala tanoim. Yes, Zakashe, listen here, this is Rav Nachman, Rav Sheishis, Rav Huna, fine Yidin, but they're amoiroim. Rav Chia was a Tane, so, So the Rabbeinu Yoinah asks the Kashe, Af al pi shoa moiroim einam chilkim ala tanoim. That they're not under Tanoi. So how could they treat? So the Rabbeinu Yoinah, he asks the question, he doesn't seem to give a teret. He just mentions it. Avav Yishem Reine Mechelkim Ima Tanoi. It comes to tell us they don't hold like a priyip. It's very modern. The Chidushi Anshe Shem asks, if it's a kasha, so what's the teretz of the kasha? Mir dachsech that Abul Chonon in Boba Basra, in Tzayv Boba Basra, Ois Tar Lamed Gimel, he brings a Rabbeinu Yoinah in Boba Basra. Rabbeinu Yoinah and a Ramban in Boba Basra. The Rabbeinu Yoinah and Ramban say in Boba Basra that what an Amoyre will not be chaylik with a tane, that is davke if the divrei hatane was said in a mishnah or in a baraisa. But a memra of a tane and a moire can be chaylik. And Rabbi Chanan says pshat. What is pshat? He says, not pshat is an a moire can ding zich with a tane. If it was written in a mishnah or in a baraisa, so that means this halacha was written beheskim kol chachmei adoya. Rabbeinu HaKadosh wrote a Mishnah, it wasn't an egg in a chibber and he went around for haskomis. The Mishnayis were written with the beheskim, he had a moiradiki yeshiva with gedoylei adoya. Whatever was written in the Mishnayis was beheskim kol gedoylei adoya. And the Mishnayis also, perhaps, not in the same dalga. A bereis is something that was zoiche to be written, a bereis or a Mishnah, so that lemais was beheskim kol chachmei ader, and a moire could not be chaylik on such a thing. But tamo did he have a memre of a tane? The tane rabchiyah zogt azoi, mir zogen anders. So that lechayre, that pshat in the teret of the Rabbeinu Yoinah here. So plige de rabchiyah. Omar. What does Rashi say? Pas peteres, bein lefneim, bein lachay. Omar Rav Pope, na Rav Pope makes a sichum, he wants to be mevarel lahaloch. Hilchet. Dvorim haboim machmas hasude, besoy hasude, ein tunim broche loy lefneim, veloy lachay. What does Rashi say? Dvorim haboim machmas hasude, lelafis benes apas. If things were brought, machmas asuda. So machmas asuda Rashi means they were brought the sole purpose, lalavis bemes apas, to give some taste, to be matim the pas, ain't tunim broche, to have a lutzfele, hilkach, kol midi. Now Rashi says, if the purpose was lalavis, I don't look at the mean. Kol midi. Bein mozain, bein peiris. That means even though these things usually are not brought lilafet behen esapas, a person does not bring peiris lilafet behen esapas. But if he brought mozain or peiris shehevio lifton, ein boi broche loy lefona v'loy la'acha. So that is Be'etzim Rashi wants to favoren what the chiddush is over here. So he's going to ask a kasha on Rashi. It's another portion, the Iker is poiter as a tofu. So Rashi wanted a favor on the teretz. Kol midi bein mozin bein peiris, even though it's not rogel to be used as lilafis as a pas, but if he's using it, you don't say botla daite esel kolodom, you say that it becomes a tofu to the pas, a tofu to the suda, and one does not make a brocha rishayna or a brocha choyna. That if it's lala, that's called, according to Rashi, Dvorim haboim machmas asude besoich asude. V'sheloi machmas asude besoich asude. What does that mean? Let us see Rashi. Sheloi machmas asude besoich asude. Very chiddush to Rashi. Ki goin daise. A person has cereal. V'chein kruv v'taldin, or cabbage, or beets. she'einam lichton, uboi lemozain ulechoyva. He's not bringing the cereal to eat the cereal together with the pot. Fakel, the Gemara calls a person who eats pas with cereal, that's called hani babloi tipshoi, the ochli nama benamech. I mean, it's not a combination. No, he eats his bread bazunda. He's not full yet from his bread. So then he wants to go and eat cereal. So what is this? That dvorim haboim. This is the second case. Shaloi machmas hasude. This is not lelafi setapas. Besoy hasude. Tunim brocha lifneyem. So here one has to make a brocha rishoyne. Ve'ein tunim brocha la'achreyem. It is not the birchas ha-mozlin patos. Tunim brocha lifneyem, Rashi says, the lav feilo nino. This isn't a toffle to the past. Ve'einam bechlal lechem. The nifta be-birchas ha-moitzi. In order that the moitzi should patos, it has to become a toffle to the lechem. This isn't lechem. This is achshivis bifnei atmei. This is boim lemozin. It is not lechem. So therefore, the bilchas amoitzi will not patter it. But v'loi lacheye. But bilchas amozin, it will patter the broch achroine. The mine mozininu. Because the criteria for broch achroine, when bilchas amozin patters, bilchas amozin does not only patter pat. Birchas ha-mozein patas mozein. The minei mozein ninu. Birchas ha-mozein petrosom. So therefore, if it is not lelaveis as a pas, one needs a brocha rishoyne, and one does not need a brocha achoyne. A third case, la'acher hasude. So Rashi says Rashi wants to say that it doesn't mean la'acher hasude. Dvorim. Harigilim lovoi la'achar sude. The food which is usually brought after the sude. Not that he ate it after the sude. He going payre. Afilo hevion b'seicha sude. Shaloi machmas lipton. So that means, the la'achar sude means the food which is normally brought la'achar sude, which is gematria payre. If this was brought b'seicha sude, so we were speaking about Peiris before the first case was speaking about Peiris, but then it was the lafis as a pas, then you did not need any brocha whatsoever. But if it was not brought the lafis as a pas, so be'etzim, this is the machloikas we had before it, hiviul if name, teinim anovim b'seich asudis. So what does Rav Papa hold? Tunim broche bein lifneyem bein lachem. So in other words, Rav Papa paskins like Rav Sheishis, that you make a broche, tunim broche, bein lefneim, bein lachreye. What does Rashi say? Tunim broche, bein lefneim, the lach feleninu, bein lachreye, the einu birchas, the ein birchas amozin peitroson, the lav mezoininu, they are not mozin, birchas amozin only part of something that is mozin, this is not mozin. Shalu es ben zoime, מפני מה אומרו דבורים הבוים מחמס הסודה בסויך הסודה אין נתונים ברוכה לאי לפניהם ולאי לאחריהם. Why did what's shot in this first halacha? דבורים הבוים מחמס הסודה בסויך הסודה, according to Rashi, this is דבורים הבוים ללאפי סספס. They do not need a ברוכה לאי לפניהם ולאי לאחריהם. Why is it that way? אומר להן הויל ופס פטרוסם. Because the past patterns, if it's בוים, so the pas will patter it. So they asked him, Ihochi yayin nami nitzerei pas. So let the yayin also patter let the yayin also become patter through the pas. That means the yayin is also dvorim haboy. Why is the halacha that if a person is in the middle of a sud and you bring wine, you have to make a boyre priyagofen? The wine is also dvorim haboy machmas asude besaych asude. So the Gemara answers, Shani yayin de goyrem broche la'atmoy. What does this mean? Dr. Rashi, de goyrem broche la'atmoy, bekama mekayma yisru bo o mevorchin olo. Va'af al pish loy hoyu tzrichem lishti yosay. So we had tried to explain this Rashi, that Rashi means to say as follows. He once mentioned a Meir de Kevod from the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says that just like the halacha applies, if a person wants to derive a hano gashmi from a machol, one makes a broche that the Eibishter created this machol. That means if a person wants to drink wine, so before he drinks wine, he thanks the Rabbeinu Shalom for the creation of Beirei Pri Hagafen. So the Beis Meir says, in the same vein, if a person wants to use wine, not for drinking purposes, for halacha purposes, a person wants to make Kiddush Alayayin, a person wants to say Shira Alayayin, so he needs wine for a shimush shel mitzvah, not a shimush shel hanor gashmi. He needs wine for a shimush shel mitzvah. So the Beis Meir says he also makes a boirei pri hagafen, even though he doesn't even drink the wine. That is what the Beis Meir says. Is memele, so he said it could be when a person is making a boirei pri hagafen, whenever he uses wine, he thanks the Rabbeinu Shloilom that created wine for all shimushim. Wine has in it a shimush of hanoah saguf. Wine has in it a shimush halacha. You could say shira l'yayin. So therefore, yayin has in it many shimushim. So whenever he uses wine, he thanks the Rabbeinu Shloilom for creating the pri hagafen, which has many shimushim. So it could be, therefore, the past cannot patter the yayin. Because when a person is using wine, he has to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for all the shimushim that yayin has. You make avdol al yayin, you say shir al yayin. All these shimushim, lechem does not have. Lechem, you can only say, it's only used for hanoas achile, and you can say kiddush al yayin. But to say avdol al yayin, or to say avdol al pas, or to say shir al pas, lechem does not have this maila. Therefore, the Birchas HaLechem cannot patter the Birchas HaYayim. Maximum, that is Pshat and Rashi. The Goyrem Brocha La'atzmoy, Yayin is Goyrem HaBrocha Bekama Mekayim Yisubo Mevolchin Olav Ava Pishlo Yitzrichem L'shtiyosa. You make a Brocha on it even though you don't have to drink the wine. So the Sug Brocha Boyret Niyagofen has to include the Shimushim also. This abaytzi cannot pass. This is Shitas Rashi in the sugya. Now we'll see Taisus has a gant under a mahalach in most of the sugya. Let us see Taisus. Heviu lifneyem ta'enim v'anovim b'soy chasude u'chigoyin shein boin l'lafes es ha'pas. This is not brought l'lafes es ha'pas elu l'kinuach sude, but it's not l'lafes es ha'pas. Elo pas habo bekismin. Rav Sheisha said, we only find one case that you make a brocha rishoyne without a brocha achoyne, that is pas habo bekismin. The tom brocha lefonov, ein tom brocha leachov, rak beirei nefoshis rabis. Midi dahava oires vedeichen damrin aleel, vetchila mevorech beirei mine mezoynes, ole besoif oloi klum, hoyul venosnobem shkeidim harbet. Upeirish Rashi, so Rashi says pshat, afilu im ochal mehem acher birchas hamozin, comma, that even though it was eaten after birchas hamozin, you still do not make an alamichya. The loy mehire, so Taisvah says, that halacha is not true. Chode, domrinen lo'el, kol sheyesh bay mechameshis haminim, tzorich brocha me'ein sholosh. So therefore, if this chameshis haminim, you have to make Amein Sholosh. So the Goyin in Simin Reish Ches says, Shitas HaToisvis is that if a person has a Dovo Shiesh B'Mechameshis Aminim and you did not eat a Kizayis B'Chdei Achilas Prat. That's all the Shailas. So when you have a little strudel and most of it is you don't have a Kizayis of dough. So Shitas HaToisvis is you have to make an Al Hamichya. That is a Machloikis Rashi in Toisvis. So all these shaylas, when you have a lot of filling and don't have a kezayis, according to Rashi, you do not make an alamichya. According to Taisus, you do make alamichya. That's Taisus' first kasha and Rashi. But oi, amai koma kisnim. If he wants to find a case that you make a mezoinis and you don't make an alamichya, leimanami, oires v'doichin. So the Teretz is oires v'doichin. As we mentioned before in the Shleima Mishnasi, it has no connection to Iker and Tofel. Therefore, Therefore, Rashi spoke about such a case of possible bekismet. Al kain, so Tosfos has a different pshat in Rav Sheshes. Tzorich leforich, Rav Sheshes is speaking about the Mairi b'soy chasude koydem birchas hamozim. It is speaking about b'soy chasude koydem birchas hamozim, the Mairi bo. That means before we were speaking about it. Viu lifneim teinim anovim b'soy chasude. So Rav Sheshes says, if you bring tain of anovim b'soy chasude, you have to make a brocha rishoine, a brocha achoine. When don't you have to make a brocha achoine if b'soy chasude you brought pasabo b'kisne? V'ochi koma. Chut min pasabo b'kisne b'soy chasude koidem b'chasabo zayin. If the person, cake was brought in the middle of the sude, so a brocha rishayne you have to make because it's not part of the suda. The ain't time, but a brocha achayne you don't have to make. The ain't time, brocha la'achov, the potter lay bilchas amozen. Here, Rav Sheshes says bilchas amozen will potter. A filur Rav Sheshes, mishum dahavi dovo, and the goin says the next word is a grais mozen. Well, it doesn't make sense over here. Mishum dahavi dvar mozen. That means Rav Sheshes said as follows. Rav Sheshes said that Birchas HaMozein will pater all, just like Rashi said, Rashi also mentioned such a sfora. Birchas HaMozein will only pater the Divrei Mozein Shebesai Chasude. So if a person brought fruit in the middle of the Sude, it's not Mozein, it's not part of the Sude, so you have to make a Baruch Rishon and a Baruch Achoinim. If a person brought cake in the middle of the Sude, so a brocha rishayne you have to make, since it's not part of the suda, it's not lalafis as a pas, you have to make a brocha rishayne. A brocha achroine you do not make, well since lamaise it is mozain, avid var mozain, by mozain you make so therefore the birchas amozain will pater every machel which is a mozain and was in the suda. Avil beloy suda, but if samazo you're having the spas above the kislam beloy suda, Aflachem zog leboich me ein gimel broche. Allah, ilay naket pas eiris bedoichin, schreie filo beleist du den namen zrichen broche me ein gimel lachem. Loi kaim along ke Rav Sheshes. Tosfos says we do not paskin like Rav Sheshes that you make a broche achroine anteinem vanovim. Elo ke Rav Hune ve Rav Nachman, dein aloche ki yochid bemokim rabba. So we have here Rav Hun and Rav Nachman that they said you only make a brocha rishayne, not a brocha achayne. The Birchas HaMozein passes, and we passkin like Rav Hun and Rav Nachman. Hochi garsinon v'yayin poiter kol minei mashken. This was the memra of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya disagreed with Rav Hun and Rav Nachman. Rav Chiya said if it's in the sude, the lechem patas kol minei oichlem and yayin patas kol minei maske. V'lochayre mayri b'yayin b'loy sude. L'chayre we are speaking about yayin b'loy sude, that yayin will patas kol minei maske. V'bahadi pas, if it's speaking about b'toy kasude, typically the potolei pas, so then you don't need the yayin to patas the maske. The pas will patas the maske. Zafulu yayin ami rosa loy marasefer besomach the poti lav tam the kiveya brocha latzmai. The Gemara wanted to ask a kasha that pas should pata yayin. So pas will zicha pata water besay chasude, sheicha besay chasude. So a kocher he says that yayin is poiter shar mashkin, he means shaloy besay chasude. Elamayri beloy sude. It is speaking about beloy sude. Filohochi yayin poita. And yayin will pata. In Lamaisa we paskin like this lahaloche, that yayin patas shar mashkin. And the Mishnah Berurah says lahaloche, this is a very shchiyach dikizach, that a person is making kiddush Shabbos, and he's making kiddush, and he drinks some aloy lukmav of the kais, and then he wants to drink a glass of soda. So the din is he does not make a brocha on the soda because the boire priyagofen paters kol mine mashken. He wants to have a piece of fish by the kiddush and he has to make a boire priyagofen, a shakel on the fish. But if he's only interested in the yain shel kiddush and he drank a maloy lugmov, That's how the Mishnah Berurah paskens the halacha. Lesson number loy lugmav, there's a suffix, and he says he would advise him to have a piece of fish or to tell someone else to be mitzim with a shakal if he wants to drink some soda. But al kaponim, this is the halacha that we pasken, that yayin, a shiach yayin, patels, kol mine mashkin, sai from a brocha rishayne, sai from a brocha achroine. Will make an alagefen, the alagefen will pata all mashkin. The biralocha brings down if a person after the wine he wants to drink a coffee, he wants to take a piece of sugar to be mamtik the coffee, there's no brocha whatsoever. The sugar is a tuffle to the coffee, and the coffee is nigral, is nifta with the bayre priagofen, so he doesn't make any brocha on his coffee. V'les ilchese kibote. Now Taisvi says, and all kmat roiv rishonim acholik on Taisvi, but Taisvi says, we don't paskin like Rav Chiya. L'chayre, the svara of Taisvi was, Mashal doesn't seem to say like this, but the pashtus, the svara of Taisvi was as follows. Rav Chiya said two alochet. Pas poiteres kol mine macho. What was the chiddush of Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya's chiddush was, even though these macholim have no shaykhis at all with the suda, a person is eating tainim va'anovim b'soicha suda, sheloi machmas suda, what a mishigasi wants to eat tainim va'anovim now. Al kolponim, since pas is the most choshev of all macholim, so the broche ala pas, patels, any machol which is inferior to pas, that was Rav Chiya's chiddush. So Rav Chiya, with the same shita, said that yain can pass the coffee. What's that coffee ashaiches with yain? Because yain is the most choshev mashke. So when you make a broche on the rosh hamashke, it passes all inferior mashkoi. So Taisvis says, so the lumdus of Taisvis is very good. So Taisvis says, is this svara iskal malocha, yes or no? So if we see that we don't pass the light Rav Chiya by pass, so there is no such svara that the brocha and the min hachoshev patas all inferior meaning, even though they have no shaykhis at all with the min hachoshev. So just like we don't paskin according to Rav Chiya by pas, we don't paskin according to Rav Chiya by yayin also. That's l'chayra, the svar of taisus. Hilchese, dvorim haboim besoy chasude machmas hasude. Peirish hakunteris, l'lafis behenas hapas. So Rashi says, that, what are we speaking about? Dvorim haboim b'soi chasudah machmas chasudah perish ha-kuntres. Are we speaking about l'lachas ben asapas? This is the first halach of Rapope. Ein turunim broche. They do not need a broche. Tahavalu tfeila. It is a top. Leinehire. The Taisa says, if that's what Rapope is telling us, then kein masnisini. So you need Rapope to tell us this halach. The Mishnah says further, the mevorech esaike alaike opoiter esatfeila. Umay komashmalo. So what is Rapope telling us? This is a Mishnah. Yeshikaya. You need Rapope for this. So on this kasha, there are two terutzim. Rashi seems to fa'em for this kasha. The Rashba mentions this teres, that the chiddush is that even though normally this is not a tuffle for a pas, normally you don't eat peiris l'lafis as a pas. Who eats peiris l'lafis as a pas? But if that's the chiddush. But if he ate it, lavis them as a pas, it becomes a tuffle. We do not say bot l'dayte yetzel kolobim. That's how the Rashba emphasizes the kasha and Rashi. The Balamoyer says another teretz, a very interesting teretz. The lashon of Rapope is Dvorim haboim machmas hasude b'soy chasude. Now l'chayre isn't this extra word, it's coming machmas hasude, it's coming b'soy chasude. Now how can it come machmas hasude, not b'soy chasude? The b'soy chasude is very modern. So the Balamoyer says, pshat is as follows. These things were brought b'soy chasude. That means like this, when he made the mighty, he didn't know this was on the menu. So when he made the mighty, he didn't know there was a course in front of him, there was fish and thus, so he made a broche. The birchet ha'ika poiter at the tuffle that's the funnel. In the middle, they go and bring him another thing. B'soich Hasud, it was brought for Seich, he wasn't aware of this Machol B'shas when he made the Broche. So I would think, this is not the Mishnah, B'voich Hasika Poiter Es HaTofel, this is Ratop Es HaChidish, this is the Baal HaMoyer Teret and Taisus Kasha. Aber Kapodim Taisus didn't hold up these Terutim, and Taisus, that's one Kasha Taisus. V'oit Kasha. If the translation is Dvorim Haboim B'soich Hasud Machmas Hasud means Lolaf Es Ben HaSapar, so B'zoi Yishver the Porich B'somuch, the Gemara asks later, Yayin Nami Niftarei Pas. According to this klal, so why do you make a boy of Priya Gofen on Yayin, the Pasha Pasha? U'mai Kashe, Baloik Sheshoysen Yayin Ein Tveila Lepas? When you drink wine, that is not a Tofel Lepas. Vanam b'midi the tofel lapas marina. We're speaking about something that is a tofel to the achilas apas. So yain is not a tofel achilas apas in the suda. He had bread and he had meat. Now nemta a trunk wine. But what shaykes is this? The dvorim amalaftem es apas. Ve'ein leforish leperish akuntres that the gemoris kashis yain niftere pas ksheshoyre pitoy b'yein. They come. That's what the gemara means when he sticks the challah in the wine, then it's akela lafe says the pas. Then he wants to be mamtik the pas, then it's like peanut butter. So al kuponim, so the gemara in such a case you shouldn't have to make a bayer pregofim. Davul a yayin tofel. So Taisus says that's not the kasha. The loy askechin she yivoych all opinions. Who says you ever make a bayer pregofim in such a case? You take it all make a bayer pregofim. Elavadei mayri b'shtiyah. So I b'zay shtiyah is not lafe says the pas. So that. So on the first lashon of Rapope, Taisus had two kashas and Rashi. Void kash. Now Taisus goes to the second halach of Rapope. Ma sheperish Rashi dvorim haboim sheloi machmas hasude b'soich hasude. Here the halach is, it's not lelafis as a pas. So here you make a brocha rishon and not a brocha choyim. So Rashi says, what does this mean? To go in daiso, v'tardin ukrub, she'enom shalifton. This is not coming lalafis apas, uboin lozoin v'lisboya. This is coming for mozoin. Tunim brocha lifneim, the laf feila nino. Umiptur mi bichas amozin, the mine mozoin nino. That's a rashulam shat in the second halacha brapote. Uloi nehire. So it comes out, a person is eating daise, a person has to make a boire mine mezoinit. So daise says, the Mishnah later, and Dach Membeza Madalov says, domrinen b'masnisen virech al apas, Potter as a paperet. The moiti will potter the paperet. The big more in the forest, who I didn't call maisik deire. And it will potter also call maisik deire, which means daise. So you see clear that the moiti does potter daise. So that's the second halacha that the harashu and the rapopet, Taisus doesn't like that. Taisus disagrees. Now the third halacha, the dvorim argilim lovi la'achasude, peirish rashi kemoi peirish. So comes out according to Rashi that Rapope paskin like Rav Sheshes. The Omer Leel, Eviyu Lefona, Feinim Romainim B'Soich Hasude, the Tunim Broche, Bein Lefneim, Bein Lachreim. So comes out Rapope Paskin like Rav Sheshes. V'havid Eloike Hilchese. So comes out Rapope Shloid Hilchese. The Kaimelon Kav Nachman Rapune. Get the Brishis Leel. We Paskin like Rav Nachman Rapune. I don't understand how Taisus figured this out. Because Taisus said before, the reason we Paskin like Rav Nachman Rapune, not like Rav Sheshes, because it's Yochid V'Rabim Malochi K'Rabim. Because we had Rav Nachman Rapune against Rav Sheshes. If now Rav Papa holds also like Rav Sheshes, so I don't understand why Taisus says, maybe we pass to like Rav Sheshes. You have the same Rabbim with Rav Sheshes like you have with Rav Nachman. But Al Kolponim, Taisus disagrees with all the Perushim that Rashi said in Rav Papa. Al Kain, Perishri, so that he has a new deal on all the halachas of Rav Papa. Dvorim aboim machmas hasude b'soich hasude. What does that mean? It means as follows. Kloima. Horagilim lovoi machmas hasude b'pas. This is usually brought to be eaten in the suda together with bread. Shiragilim lo'ochlom im hapas. In that it's like a dvorim amalaftem es hapas. kigoyim, boso, fedogim, v'chol mine kdeire. Yeah, so the matter what the Taitis say different than Rashi. We'll see in a minute. Ve'ivion b'seicha tude. He brought boso v'dogim. Ein to unim brocho lifnei melachayim. Afilu ochlon b'seicha tude b'fnei atman b'loipas. That is the chiddush of Rav Poppe. Rav Poppe said, if a person brought a steak in the meal, and he's eating the steak together with pas, no fashteitzer, that the steak is on top of the pas. But Rav Poppe is telling us, well, what happened when he got so engrossed in the steak that he forgot about the pas? Ustav mohobem pas as mota steak. So then he started eating the steak without pas. The kiven de mishum pas haim boim, since in yisot, l'chatchilis comes to eat together with the pas, you can't have a dry pas. Pas with steak, the pas tastes much better. It's a pas poitroson, even then when he's not eating pas with it. Avol dvorim she'ein dalkem lovi b'soy chasude. That's the second case. Kegoyin t'morim rimoinim v'shal kol peire she'ein regilin lavas ben es a pas. And now he's going to eat this alone. Tunim broche lifneyem. This will need a broche rishoyne. The kiven the lav mishum lift them also ain't a pas patrosom. So it comes out, vahainu ki rav nachmen uch ravune de lael. Taisus said, we pas nachmen uch ravune, that if a person eats peiris b'say chasude, he makes a bayer priyay. Tamrini de tunim brocha lefneyem, v'loi la'achreyem. La'acher asude garsinon v'suloi. What if this food was brought after the sude? Like garsinon dvorim aboim v'ach seif. V'ochi perushim. That's also a third pshat. Im heviyu dvorim sheizkarnu. They brought meat. They brought fruit. Acher asude. What does acher asude mean? Perish. La'acher shemoshu et yedeyim in apas. Bizman chazal, there was a chelik of the sude. They cleared the table. All the bread was taken away. And then they brought in a new course. And this, sometimes you could have meat. You could have fruit. Ein hapas poitrosom klal. Then the pas will not patter at all. This is considered like a new sude. Father Kamesha Ochlon, Beloishum Sude. A Bain Dvorm Argim Lovi Machmasa Sude. Bain Dvorm Shein Argim Lovi Machmasa Sude. You have your steak, you have your fruit. To Unim Vrocha Lifneim Alachayim. Then this is considered like a new Achille. It has no Shaykhet at all with the previous Achille. You were Meshach Yodayim in a path. So this is a new Sude which requires a new Brocha Rishayin, a new Brocha Achayne. So it comes out of Meirah the Kechid. So Taisha says this halacha does not apply to us. V'achshav ein lonu din zeh. This halacha does not apply to us. Dein minik shalonu limshech yadeinu min hapas klal adlacha b'chas amosim. We don't have this new course. That means the pas is always on the table and it is always being offered to be eaten. So we're always eating pas. So everything comes together with the pas. El kol shor shanu eichlem peiris ayshum dov v'kaidem b'chas amosim tateinu lechol pas kol shor. So the mele, we don't have such a matzev of dvorim haboim la'acher asudim. The kaimelon kipsak the Rav Poppe, we pass him like Rav Poppe. Ihochi yayin nami nifterei pas. So now the es ben zayma kashe that the yayin also should pass the pas. The vada yayin machmas suda osu. The yayin comes because of the suda. Shuhu shoyse kama pomin. Because of the suda, he gets thirsty and has to drink many times. The lava suda lo yishte. Without the suda, it wouldn't be necessary for him to drink. The lifterei pas, let the pas patter. Umishani shani yayin de goyrem broche la'atma. The yayin is goyrem a broche la'atma, peirish rashi. The baharbei mekoymai subo mevorchin olav afo pishen trichin lishtoi kegoyim bekiddish ubebirchat eilis. So memele, so since it has this chshive, so amoyti cannot pata. The rashbo peirish, mishum, a different pshat, koyveya brocha latme. Mishum the tzorech levorech al hayayin boire priya gofen. That means the nusach is a very, the choshevi nusach. You have to make Boirei Priya Gofen, you have to mention the tree that it grew on. Ubetchilek Shuban Novim, Boirei Priya Eitz. And an honor you make a bayah priyate. In this, because of its maila, you make a special bracha bayah priyagot. Barsham mashkin sha'akal niye bedvore. So me maila, so since it was kevei, such a choshev bracha, Chazal did not want that this bracha should ever be eliminated. That's why Birchas HaMaitzi will not pater it. Umiyu oima rabbeinu tam, the bishar mashkin, but what about other mashkin b'seich ha-sude, k'moi mayim b'sheiche ha-boi machmes ha-sude, so then you don't have the smile of kevei bracha la-atmoi, pas by trochen. That the luyayin have a poiter he loved the kevei bracha la-atmoi. But the Mshites Machzer Vitri was Shekosav Shemevochim Lemayim Broche Bechol Pam Upam Vafilu Besaych HaSudah. The Mshites Machzer Vitri was a person that's in the middle of the Sudah. He got thirsty, wants a glass of water, he makes a Shahakal. Why? The Machzer Vitri Besim is very posh in Yisrael. Because the Machzer Vitri held the water has no Shaykhis at all with the Sudah. Sude is Sude. Water is, he got thirsty now. He didn't know that they added so much salt to the fish. So Mameli is drinking a glass of water. And Fakert it's Nimla. Who knows that the meat is also salted? Vervot Kehom that the soup is also salted? So he's, each course is a different adventure. So after the soup he has to again drink a glass of water. Oh, welke tracht azoi? He makes another shahakel. After the meat, it's salted, another shahakel. That was Shitas HaMachzer Vitri and other Rishonim also. And other Rishonim bring down in order to be flum, to be yoited this Shita, right before one eats, one should make a shahakel on something, to pata all the water they'll be drinking b'toy chasudet. But this is the Shitas HaMachzer Vitri. Shekosav shemevolchim lemayim broche b'chol pam opam. Vafilu b'toy chasudet, avikinim lach. He didn't know that he'll have to be drinking water keseidah. Why didn't the Gemara ask if the halacha is that on water you also make a broche? So why did the Gemara only ask on yayin? He says, Mishim, the yayin diet. Yayin al-kaponim is part of the Suda, because yayin contributes to the hazana of the Suda. And the that was the Gemara's kasha. So, Dvorma boi machmas Suda, Mesech Suda, it's part of the Suda. Avo mayim loy zayni. Mayim has no connection at all with the Suda. Kedama ha-neida min ha-mozein, u-pshitit le-potel u-pat, seina b'chlal b'ichas ha-pat. That was Shitas HaMachzer Vitri. Mihu, Taisa says, ri ve-rabbeinu tamo yo-imrim, sheloi le-vorich klal ha-shal mashkim ha-boim b'seich ha-sude, one should not make any broch on mashkim b'seich ha-sude, v'taymo, de-pat v'iteres kol ha-dvom ha-boim b'shvilo. That whatever the necessity of pas brings with it, that means the pas is the sude, so all the things that come because of the sude, the pas will pas. Vahashto yayim poitze kol minei mashkin, vishike mashkin hu vuroish lechol mashkin, ulechein hu eikel vein tfeilu lelinyim broche, if yayim patos kol minei mashkin. So memele, so pas about the gewiss will pas. It is a very pertinent question of your Taisus before said we don't pass them like Rav Chiyah. And here Taisus brings down the Raya from Rav Chiyah. The Marshon, the Tzlach, and Mo'ira, the Tzkash. But Al Kaponim, so Taisus, when Taisus is dinging sich with the Marza Vitri, Taisus seems to throw in this Vora also. The Hilka, so Taisus says, La Loche, Mashkin, Haboim, Machmas, Asudim. This is brought because of the Sudah. Sheboim b'shvil ha-pas l'shcheis ha-machel. It's brought to help to digest the machel. Gami evshel achila b'loi shtiyah. You can eat it. It's very dry. Hilkach pas p'itrosan chut min ha-yayin k'dekom ha-gmore tayin. Yayin is special because it's kevei ha-brocha la-atma. So now, after the tol ha-riches, Taisvis was miyushiv, something that Taisvis was shver the whole time. A high time in Eichet. So the kids of Taisus have said now, what's the mile of water? Because you need water in the Suda. It's part of the Suda. You can't have, even though it's not Lilafe says Apas, but it's you need it in the Suda, so automatically it's part of the Suda and it's Kepato. Olahai time in Iches. So now it's very good. Masha onu mevorchim bePesach ala chazeret ala chilas morer levad. So now Taisi says it's very good when we eat morer in the Sude, we only make ala chilas morer. Shoilam makshim. The Welt fragt Akasha. Amaye mevorchim nami boire priyadome. Why don't you make a boire priyadome? Because what's the kasha? Because this morer is not dvorim haboim machmas asude besoich asude. This is not machmas, it's not lalafe, it's a part. It's not part of the sude. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You have to have morer. This is not part of the sude. So the Welt fragt Akasha, you should make a boire priyadome. Ah, you'll say, because the kalpas patters. No, boire priyadome, the shayirok is ain't a poiter. That can't pass her, kid the kremrin and awesome, given the kagod of a halal, asr night, the zichadik has the hadat, between the boire priyadom of the karpas, till the achilas more. So lochayre, so the velt makes a more the kekash. Why don't you make a boire priyadom? Elevade time have, kivin the rachmone kove choive, the toire said, in your sude, you have to eat more. Der Siva Matis umreurim yoichlu. Have a kmei dvorim or regilim lovoi machmas asuda de pats paitrosa. That means it's no different if the stomach dictates what should come in the suda. Or the Torah dictates, leite hei kehenes kepun de gedaikis. So me mele, the Torah says in the suda of Leil Pesach, this has to be part of the suda amatis umreurim yoichlu. Therefore, you don't have to make a Leil Pesach. Did I borrow your tape? Yeah. Again,